Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Sopranos bringing us back. 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Keita Spock. She's the author of The Simple Life, also Tipping Point to Happiness, and a great expert in how to be happy and centered and balanced and all that sort of thing. She's joining us from Canada. Keita, thanks again for being here. Keita Spock, S-Z-P-A-K is the last name. Keita with a K. KeitaSpock.com. Check out her website. Keita, Merry Christmas, by the way, again. And we're talking about how to find a way to turn this holiday into a happy time for for yourself.
Right, for yourself. Just listen to the song that we just heard, The Great Pretender.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us pretend when we are doing all the things we're doing because somehow that's been, even through tradition, through family, through perhaps a mother or mother-in-law, we've been sort of told that these are the activities that should be done in this part of the year. And I'd like to remove that sense of pretension. And it takes a lot of courage, doesn't it, Jim,
yep,
to sort of say, look, I've had enough. I don't want to do all this. What I want to do is maybe have a quiet time with my family instead of creating some hurly-burly in the household where no one is happy,
mm-hmm,
where no one is content or calm. Let's just make everyone calm, because that in and of itself is one of the milestones for happiness, calmness. So you go for a walk outside when it's nighttime and you talk about the stars or whatever other little things you do at Christmas time. But it's the small, simple things that count, not the idea that you're going to X number of stores to pick up the biggest presents or the latest gadgets,
mm-hmm,
because those will consume you to the point where you will not know who you are anymore.
Can I tell you one of the things that I do with my grandsons?
Sure.
I take them to the store whenever we help people every year, but some years we actually have sizes,
mm-hmm,
and things we're supposed to buy.
Yeah.
And if they're teenagers, I take my grandsons with me, and I make them help me pick it out.
Uh-huh.
Now, they don't know who it's for, but they know it's for a teenage boy or a teenage, a teenage boy, and what size they are. And we pick out shoes and things like that. And I tell them, I say, now, this is you're going to help me pick it out for somebody who's not going to have the great Christmas you're going to have.
Right.
And I imprint that on them. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm telling you that not to say what I do, but to recommend it to you.
The other aspect to it is in this climate that we have that is so caustic and cynical and
polarized.
I mean, it's very, very, very aggressive. My goodness, how do we escape from that?
Rise above ourselves and recognize that there are people out there who are not polarized at all because they're barely surviving.
Yeah, yeah.
What's on their mind is not Republican or Democrat. What's on their mind is will my daughter have milk in the morning?
True, true. And who's the one who's going to provide that milk?
Yeah.
And it gets down to the very basic element of, you know, do unto others as you would be done unto for yourself. And that essentially is the gist of this season.
Keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah.
I want to hear more of your thoughts.
Yeah, the thing is, when we extend ourselves outside of ourselves and our needs, and we actually share with others or we help someone else, it is a physical fact that we feel better. The endorphins are flowing, Jim. And if we start even with a physical sensation that we're feeling better, then that will also lead us to a more emotional, psychological, even spiritual improvement.
Have you ever given someone something for the holidays and you were so excited because you were so proud of what you had done for them, and then they opened the present and their response was a whole lot less than what you had hoped to get?
Yeah, those are expectations.
That seems to happen more and more these days.
Well,
and so that's a lesson for me. That's one of the things that I remember.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Well, I think two things. First of all, sometimes our society is built up a sense of instant gratification, one, and expectation. And the more you dwell on what you are expecting and would mm-hmm. like to get, then it won't sometimes matter what's in front of you. Because if it's not exactly what you have imagined, you will be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a car in the garage, and because it's not blue, but it's black, you'll mm-hmm. be disappointed. Do you understand that relativity scale
yep.
there?
Mm-hmm.
That if that idea of expectation continues in your own life, then you will always be disappointed.
Well, all I'd like to say, Keita, as we wrap up here, is find a way to be happy this season.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so, and it starts with giving to others. It starts by sharing.
Yeah. Putting something or someone above yourself. That's the key, isn't it? That's a good thing for all the time of the year, all during the year, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't. It's not for 24 days only.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.